Hello, hello, friends. Welcome to episode 15 of Sex Cult Radio, cosplay in pornography, the massive explosion of popularity within cosplay and pornography, stepping into the suits and masks of our favorite characters. I'm super excited to talk about this topic today because I am a huge cosplayer and nerd myself. But before we get into that, our sex worker shout out of the day is Yin Q. I am a huge fan of their work. The first time I saw Yin speak was in person at an event in New York City with Kink Out. Yin is an organizer at Red Canary Song, an anti-trafficking, pro-decrim transnational organization with and for migrant and Asian sex workers in New York City. I will also say Yin is the model, perhaps photographer on some, collaborator and storyteller of some of my absolute favorite kink images, in particular rope. And kink and fetish photography work. I'm a massive fan of the images that I've seen thus far on Yin's Instagram page, and I urge you to run and check them out yourself. Thank you, Yin Q, for your sacred work. And let's get into today's topic, cosplay and pornography. Like I said, I am a cosplayer myself. This is a topic that is very, very near and dear to my heart. However, it is a massive and hugely popular genre in pornography today. If you haven't been on sites such as ManyVids, which has a category for the Cosplayer of the Year award in December or January, something like that, or Pornhub Premium, they have genres that you can select when you're tagging the video, when you're creating the videos. There is an option that you can select that designates that video as cosplay. So I thought this would be really fun to dive into today. One, because I am a huge nerd and love this topic, and two, because it's huge and widely popular. So I thought that would be a fun thing to get into today. But before we do, super low pressure, happy ask. Thank you for giving me the power and privilege and gift of your attention today. It is something that I cherish and value and have a ton of gratitude for. So if that is all you are able to give today, thank you. This is an immense gift and I value it so much. However, if you are one of the lucky few who has your wallet increased this year due to COVID. Lucky you, that's amazing. Congratulations. I know that hasn't been the case for a lot of us, myself being a full service sex worker as well as dancer. It has been quite a tough year for a lot of us. So I understand. Please do not stress. As one of my favorite podcasts, Inner Hole Uprising says, please take care of you and yours first. However, if you are able to contribute financially in any way, we are a 501c3 religious nonprofit dedicated to the elevation of consciousness through sex and sexuality. Well, I didn't even mention the name of this org that I technically work at, abyssian.org, the Abyssian Union. You can check out our website to check out our ethos and some of the work we do. We celebrate sex work and sex workers as the divine, wonderful, ritualistic beings who practice this work. And I thought that was a really cool thing that Yin writes about, is designating their work as a ritualist. I personally find that really cool and interesting, and always simp for it whenever I see a sex worker get into ritual and ritual practitioner stuff. That's enough of my simping for today. Let's take a break and then we'll come back and talk about cosplay and porn. Hello and welcome back to Sex Cult Radio. Today we're talking about cosplay and porn, stepping into the masks and suits of our favorite characters. This is a topic very near and dear to my heart. Just last night I did a Felicia Hardy cosplay from the Spider-Verse. For those of you who are not familiar, Felicia Hardy is this Catwoman-like character who is, she's got a bit of a homewrecker flair to her, sort of like a devilish femme fatale, sexy villain. And I think that is part of the gift of cosplay, is that it it gives us these characters to step into, to sort of play in these extremes of our psyches and interests, when sometimes it can be really hard to do that without the context of this is just pretend. That's something that I myself have struggled with occasionally. It's something that I've heard from other friends who have played in the sort of edgier areas within kink, is sometimes it can be really difficult to play the monster that people want you to. And I think that's part of the fun of cosplay, is that you put on a mask and suddenly it's a lot easier, or you put on a character name and it can be a lot easier and fun to embody these characters. Because that's another element to what I want to talk about today, is what is the difference between cosplay and drag, and cosplay and just dressing up? Honestly, not much, I would argue. I guess the seasoned cosplayers would say that it's not just about dressing up, it's about taking on the character and performing a little bit. Yet you don't really have to do that. Sometimes just putting on the costume or putting on the suit or putting on the mask is all the fun that someone might want to experience. However, I think part of what appeals to a lot of us is the ability to step into the sexiness or the strength or the villainy or the intelligence or whatever it is about this character that really speaks to you. And sometimes putting on the outfit and putting on the voice or finding something different or creating your alt version of whatever that character is, that is what allows us to step into these sides of ourselves, especially when it can be kind of difficult to do so. What else? What else about cosplay? Let's see. Yeah, and it's just fun to dress up too, right? Like even if you're not doing it for these really big, grandiose motivations, just dressing up is fun, as we know from Halloween. Just getting together and nerding out with your friends can be really, really fun. So I think those are a few reasons as to why it is so hugely, hugely popular in pornography. And another element that sort of piqued my interest in this topic is I am a huge fan of hentai and cartoon porn. And one thing that I joke around with my partner is that he is a very mean, evil sadist, yet was really skeezed out and grossed out by the idea of watching hentai or cartoon porn with me. And it always made me laugh, because I was like, really, the kind of pornography that you are interested in, like, all of that's fine, yet cartoons having sex, like, that's too far? Which is why I really love it. Like, I love both cartoons, and I love sex, and I love both of those things together. So I was curious one day to see what were the most popular hentai and cartoons, cartoon sexual things on Pornhub, because every once in a while I'll just go on the most popular videos and check out what's there and what people are digging and such. And I don't know if it is still the top video, but one of the top videos that I saw was a Teen Titans hentai, which is really hot. I remember really, really enjoying it. And I was really surprised, because for some reason I had thought that there would be original content that would be super popular, but it was like Teen Titans and the Flintstones, maybe the Simpsons, like really popular cartoons. There was probably a Rick and Morty thing. I was really surprised, because for some reason I thought that an original storyline would be more popular, because that's generally the sex cartoons that I watch and enjoy. And that's what I think is so much fun about creating characters and cartoon characters in general, is that you have the ability and gift to create these beautiful, brilliant, ever-expanding worlds. So that's part of the fun to play within this medium, is being able to build on anywhere your imagination takes you. So I was really surprised to see that the top videos were like Teen Titans and cartoons and characters that we were really familiar with. However, I I think that just sort of speaks to a lot of our psyche. We just really, I mean, people really enjoy Teen Titans and we really enjoy those cartoons. So why wouldn't we enjoy watching them have sex? I think there's just something delightfully simple about just enjoying seeing our favorite characters in a form of sexual expression, or seeing how someone interprets our favorite characters in a sexual context. Let's see, is that all I have for today? Yeah, that's pretty much it. A relatively short episode today. Since I don't really have much to add for cosplay and porn, I kind of hit all of my talking points. However, I'm sure you at home have really brilliant, wonderful, varied thoughts that are way different and more knowledgeable than mine. I speak from a very, very narrow experience of my own. And whenever I talk about these things, I try not to put them in the context of theses or these things being good or bad. I just find them kind of interesting to think about and discuss and open up. So if you have any thoughts, if you have anything you'd like to share, feel free to join us on Discord. I made a channel called Sex Cult Radio Class Thoughts. And I think that'll be a great place to start talking about some of these things if that interests you. So you can access that on our website at abyssian.org. As soon as you log on, that should take you to the Discord server and you should find us pretty easily. Thank you joining me. Oh, jeez, oh, Lord. I should step into a cosplay character that allows me to speak better. I often garble my words. Apologies, friends. I'm just really excited about all of these things, and I have a lot of things running through my head at quite a pace. But thank you for joining me today. The power and privilege and gift of your attention and focus is something I cherish and value. Thank you. Be kind to sex workers. Be kind to everyone.